Hi, my name is Jonah.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called
Yuck!
And we're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
Here I am back home again. I'm here to rest. All they ask is where I've been, knowing I've been west. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envy hair, pretty girls with their faces fair. See the shine in the black sheep, boy. If you love me, let me live in peace. And please understand that the black sheep can wear a golden fleece and hold a winning hand. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envy hair, pretty girls with their faces fair. See the shine in the black sheep, boy. Here I am back home again, and I'm here to rest. All they ask is where I've been, knowing I've been west. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envy hair, pretty girls with their faces fair. See the shine in the black sheep, boy. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envy hair, pretty girls with their faces fair. See the shine of the black sheep, boy.
You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And that was the song Black Sheep Boy by the great Scott Walker from his album Scott 2 from 68, the late 60s. And I love Scott Walker, the musician. I was never a fan of Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, and I'm very glad the good people of Wisconsin have thrown him out. He was a national disgrace. So that goes out to the former governor, Scott Walker. You were never the best Scott Walker. Yeah. On today's show, we got some brand new Deer Hunter, some new Conan Moccasin and Homeshake, and some new Nap Eyes. Lots of good new music bubbling up. And also a preview of a punk show happening in the suburbs this weekend. Not quite sure I'm going to be able to pull off a Saturday night show in Tawasin, but I'm hoping it's going to work. But as I said, Deer Hunter, they are back. They have a new single out. It's called Death in Midsummer, and we're going to give it a listen. Here is Atlanta, Georgia's Deer Hunter.
Come on down from that cloud and cast your fears aside. You're all here and there, and there's nothing inside. May God's will be down in these poison tales. And let the devil be cast out on his tail. There was a voice that called me. There was a light that burned me. Come on, and let's be sure, let's not fade.
grades are slipping. Every subject except for music. Music. I don't know what you're doing, but you must be doing something right.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Boston. Seems to like you.
I like it back.
Well, don't let this one slip. Or you could be going to military school. Thank you.
All right, so that was Home Shake from Montreal, the side project or project of Peter Sager, who is known as known for playing guitar with Mac DeMarco and others. That's from his new album, Helium. That was the song Like Mariah. Before that, we heard Conan Moccasin from New Zealand. That was from his new album, Jazz Busters, the song B&D. I like that song. And I love Conan Moccasin, one of my favorite live performers. I've only seen him once, but when I saw him live, he was fantastic. I really like his last album, this new album, Leaving Me Cold. And I'm used to feeling very warm when I listen to Conan Moccasin. So, I don't know, maybe it's just got to grow on me. If any of you have any thoughts on the new Conan Moccasin record, let me know. And at the top, we heard Deer Hunter from there with their new single, Death in Midsummer. Napis were just in town. I saw a few people post about it. It looks like it was a fun time. They were opening for Cloud Nothings on Tuesday. And they just completed a big West Coast tour. And they're celebrating with a brand new single, a two-song EP called Too Bad. And this is the song Have You Seen the Light? This is Halifax's Napis. Here we go.
Have you seen the light? It's dawning on you. Do you know what it's like to hate things because you're scared they'll hate you? That's your God-given right. Whatever that means, you'll do what you want to do. But it isn't out of spite if I offer you. When you say it feels paralyzing to think that you might be the one who's wrong, never realizing until the cold eyes of judgment fall on you, so tenderly prizing all the things you're scared they're going to take away from you, all because they can't read your mind. Have you seen the light? It's dawning on you.
Attention all podcasters and podcast fans.
The Vancouver Podcast Festival is happening this November, bringing you
workshops, panels, and live tapings from some of your favorite shows.
Programming includes evening shows at the Rio Theater from some of the most popular podcasts around, including You Must Remember This, Uncover, Escaping Nexium, In the Dark, and The Allusionists. Plus, there's also free daytime events at the Vancouver Public Library. Find out more, including information about student rates, at www.vanpodfest.ca. Discorder Magazine presents Hail Discordia, 35 years of Discorder Magazine. This event showcases the diverse cover artwork in Discorder Magazine's 400-plus issue run from 1983 to present day. Catch the rest of the showcase running from October 29 to November 22nd, Monday to Friday, 12 to 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
Running like a bull and the headlights behind. Sitting with the full right engine turnpike. Clothes don't come off neat or clean. Getting in the zone, natural will make both feel green. If every man's a John, I'm a target mark. With this to a best, swim like a shark. They don't ever don't stop. They don't ever don't. The movement of your genes while your life slows. A quick lack of interest in all the unknown. I keep the tact of the animals in mind, but I lose what I can. Whoa. I was on the phone with your voices, my pay rate collected from the tone that you think I'm the main slave over this notion that all devotion is mixed in the pots and pans of aligning futures. I just hope the next year to be real super. Back by the sobering dancers, wish I had a question so that you would answer me. Please, we don't need to scream or sell a higher value. Likely acting drunk in the tickle of daybreak. There's so much more than even the paint stick. Give me time, a dotted line of both clear. I see change as a finer approach. The jacket's soaked and a pool of handle. The good result and all depend on life and
I don't see it as a problem, or my own choice is a waste. So typically, I don't see it as a problem. I don't see it, and you won't believe where I won't be. There are no obstacles, only defenses. You can drop away defenses. I don't wanna know a love embrace long enough to feel the sweet taste. Leave your mouth like an honest day. Why won't you get your job in place and get paid? I don't see it as a problem. I don't see it as a problem. Same way, leave this coast, it's a
footsteps and my shadow. See the lights of no one's home. In amongst the statues, there are nothing in the garden. Can you help me? Close my eyes and hold so tightly, scared of what the morning brings. Waiting for tomorrow never comes. Deep inside the empty feeling, all the nighttime leaves me.
That was Rick White, the B-side to his new single, Tomorrow, a cover of The Cure's Three Imaginary Boys. Great stuff from Rick White, back in the game. I love it. Before that, we heard Quaker Parents from their EP, Ode to Sleeping Brain. That was the song Tact of Animals, and I Don't See It. Quaker Parents, two brothers, and they both play in Napa's. Hence the connection to Napa's, who we heard at the top with their new song, Have You Seen the Light? We're going to move all those bands are in the Maritimes. We're going to shift back over to the West Coast and down a little bit to Portland and a band called Lithics. They have a new album out. It's called Mating Surfaces, and this is their song Specs. This is Portland's Lithics.
Just outside your reach, yeah. long as you're here. It's just these plastic patterns drawn on without a clue. 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 A party as brain dead as it could be. We've lost it.
Sweet Beatrice. Wouldst thou come when I called thee?
Yea, Benedick.
Only foul words, and thereupon I will kiss thee.
Foul words are but foul wind, and foul wind is but foul breath is noisome. Therefore I will depart unkissed.
Spend an evening in Venice with UBC Theater and Film's Much Ado About Nothing, welcoming the 2018 Italian Cup soccer champions into their Grand Canal Palazzo for a month of feasting,
cavorting,
and merrymaking. Some Cupid kills with arrows, some with traps.
It's will they, won't they, and what the hell just happened?
Join us November 8th to the 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Frederick Wood Theater.
Tickets at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
With
All right. That was Julia Holter from her newly released album, Aviary. That was the song... Oh, no, that was the song Weather. Like Weather or Not, It's Sunny Outside. And I like that song a lot. It's a bit more up-tempo than some of the other songs that I've heard from that record so far. Have only heard the singles. I haven't heard the whole thing yet. But Julia Holter is great. She's coming in March, so... You know, plan your spring accordingly. Before that, we heard Cool Flowers from Portland from their demo, Nasty Patterns. And that was the single, Nasty Patterns. Cool Flowers features Chris Sutton, whom I'm a big fan of. He was in Dub Narcotic Sound System a very long time ago in the band COCO. And definitely that COCO sound is ever present in his work. And so, yeah, Cool Flowers, very good. And at the top, we heard Lithics, also from Portland, from their album Mating Surfaces. That was the song Specs. Saturday night, there's going to be a punk show at the Legion in Tawasin, which is exciting. The suburbs need some punk too. And Jock Tears and Alimony are making their way out there to rock out for the kids. So let's give a listen to a song off of the brand new Jock Tears album called Bad Boys. And this one goes out to one of the baddest boys of all, Neil Young. This is the song, Neil Young. Before. That was Smithy Ramone from her new EP / comic book or graphic novel, Cursed. And that was the song Stuff You Can't See. Before that, we heard Non-LA, I think it's Non-LA, from their EP Zero. That was the song Body. They're going to be playing on Friday night at Redgate as a part of a fundraiser for illustration collective. Not entirely sure, but Non-LA are playing along with Devours, and it should be a grand old time. So check that out. Let me just check the details. I should look this up before I know. Almost there. Flavor Cell presents Sloppy Seconds, a night of music and animation. Animation, that's what it is. And Non-LA, Devours, Board Decor, and the great Tommy Tone. What a bill. So check that out on Friday night at Redgate. Before that, we heard Alimony from their demo. That was Atropos of Nothing. And at the top, we heard Jock Tears from their new album, Bad Boys, the song Neil Young. And Jock Tears and Alimony are going to be out in Tawasin rocking on a Saturday night. Very good. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, the inaugural Vancouver Podcast Festival is on. So check out their website. There's lots of free events happening during the day at the central branch of the Vancouver Public Library. And then in the evenings, if you're an East Van, the Rio is going to be hosting three evenings of podcast programming. So check it out. I think it'll be a really fun time. Going to close with a song by Bob Dylan. He has a new box or a new album-ish out. It's from his archives. So he has this archives project, and it's called More Blood and More Tracks. And it has alternate versions of Blood on the Tracks, one of his quintessential albums from the mid-70s. And this is a longtime favorite of mine. I've had the bootleg for a while. He ended up re-recording this in Minnesota with a full band and that whole album. Originally he recorded them solo in a studio in New York, and those are the sessions that I really love, especially this rendition of Tangled Up in Blue. So this isn't exactly the one that's on this new box set thing. I haven't been able to buy it yet. And I don't normally do that kind of thing, buy like a golden oldie rocker box set, but this is the one. I think this one has my number. I think I'm actually going to buy this one. So this is Bob Dylan's bootleg version of Tangled Up in Blue from the New York Sessions, and I think it's really lovely. So going to close out with that. I'm going to be away next week, but I will be back the week after that. So have a good one. See you later. Bye.
Early one morning, the sun was shining, and he was laying in bed, wondering if she changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said their lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And he was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on his shoes, heading out for the old East Coast. Lord knows he's paid some dues, getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when they first met, soon to be divorced. He helped her out of a jam, I guess, but he used a little too much force. And they drove that car as far as they could, abandoned it out west. And they split up on the docks at night, both agree on it was best. And she turned around to look at him as he was walking away. This ain't the end, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. He had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but he never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So he drifted down to L.A., where he reckoned he'd try his luck, working for a while in an airplane plant, loading cargo onto a truck. But all the while, he was alone, the past was close behind. He's seen a lot of women, but she never escaped his mind. And he just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. And later on, as the crowd thinned out, I was about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair, said to me, "What's your name?" I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines in my face. I must admit, I felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes, tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. Thought you'd never say hello, she said, "You look like the silent type." Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, tangled up in blue. He was always in a hurry, too busy or too stoned, and everything that she ever planned just had to be postponed. She thought they were successful, he thought they were blessed with objects and material things, but I never was impressed. And when it all came crashing down, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was keep on keeping on, like a bird that flew, tangled up in blue. So now I'm going back again, got to get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are doctors' wives. Don't know how it all got started, don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view, tangled up in blue.
This is Adrian, live from Music Waste, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM.
Hey, this is Franco Rosino from Nice Apple, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.